Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
A negative Trump tweet is not the kiss of death for a company's stock.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. President Donald Trump is the tweeter-in-chief, and he's used Twitter to blast various companies for moving operations and jobs to Mexico or making money importing products back to the U.S. How have company stocks performed in the wake of a mention by Trump? The Wall Street Journal did an analysis of the movement of shares after the president directly criticized a company on Twitter or in other public remarks. Joining us with this analysis, and no doubt waiting for a tweet in reaction to this story, is Wall Street Journal reporter Akane Otani. Akane, I guess investors would worry that a company's stock would be adversely affected by direct criticism from Trump, but this study basically said there's little need to worry?
That's right. The whole reason we first started looking into this was we had heard about traders developing programs so you could quickly trade off of mentions of companies on Trump's Twitter feed. But when we drilled down into the data, we realize most of the stocks, while they might have had a dramatic move during the day, generally ended up closing higher, especially when you sort of panned out and looked long term.
Before we get into this, we should mention some companies such as Ford and General Motors, they seem to have made moves that were a reaction to criticism from the president.
Correct. Yeah. As you've mentioned, Trump has called out these companies for sending jobs abroad, for instance, or sometimes over the cost of the contracts that the government has with them. And some of these companies have taken a big dive intraday on the days that those things were mentioned. But over the long term, we looked at 12 different companies and compiled a sort of Trump mention index and found that that index has generally risen as the overall market has also risen.
Do you want to go into a little bit how the Trump target index was compiled?
Yeah, sure. So we went back. We were thinking, when was sort of one of the first times that Trump mentioned or called out a company when he was starting to rise in prominence and really sort of grow in dominance in the presidential election race. And so we started out right after Trump won the New Hampshire primary on February 9th. He referenced layoffs at Carrier at a GOP debate in February 2016. So we thought that might be a good reference point. And then from there, we took a list of 11 other companies that he had called out on Twitter or in public speeches and sort of tallied up how they have performed since they were first mentioned up to yesterday and compared that with the broader stock market's performance over that time.
Now, you have mentioned that stocks are generally up over the longer term, despite examples of a company stock falling immediately after a mention. We can't go into all 12 companies in detail, but let's go into a couple. First of all, Nordstrom. I'll read the tweet. It says from Mr. Trump, "My daughter Ivanka has been treated so unfairly by at Nordstrom. She is a great person, always pushing me to do the right thing. Terrible." Now, what was this in reference to?
So Trump was not happy that Nordstrom decided not to buy items from Ivanka's spring collection. Nordstrom, when reached for comment, did say it wasn't a political move. It was because the sales of the line had declined. But of course, Mr. Trump was not happy about that. He tweeted about it. And then we saw the stock fall as much as 1% during the day. But what's interesting is that it then quickly recovered. Our tally has it, I think, within 4 minutes, it had actually recovered all of its losses. And it ended up closing up 4% and outperforming sort of a broader index tracking retail stocks.
I'm speaking with Akane Otani of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Akane, let's go into another company that was mentioned here, Lockheed Martin. I'll read the tweet from President Trump here about Lockheed. "The F-35 program and cost is out of control. Billions of dollars can and will be saved on military and other purchases after January 20th. Now, what was this in reference to?
So this was Mr. Trump criticizing the cost of Lockheed Martin's F-35 fighter jet program. He was threatening to perhaps terminate the contract with Lockheed over what he said was unreasonable costs. And we did see a pretty dramatic move in Lockheed stock that day. The shares fell as much as 5.4% intraday, and they ended up closing down 2.5%. This was a day when the S&P slipped 0.1%. But again, over the long term, the stock recovered. We have it actually gaining $3.8 billion in market cap since the mention in December. So it just really goes to show a lot of these companies tend to bounce back.
Yeah, and you also have here Apple mentioned. Boycott all Apple products, says Mr. Trump, until such time as Apple gives cell phone info to authorities regarding radical Islamic terrorist couple from California. This is in regard to the San Bernardino massacre. And we should say that the change in market cap since the mention was up nearly $200 billion. And I suppose we should close this podcast by talking about the performance of Twitter. Trump's mode of communication.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Twitter had another sort of dismal earnings season, and their stock is actually down. And, you know, we did ask them if they wanted to comment for this story, but they chose not to. So there's that.
Wall Street Journal reporter Akane Otani, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.